proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another session relating to Jewish customs. In our last program, we looked at the Feast of Tabernacles, or Sukkoth in the Hebrew language. We continue that study by looking at some of the practices that Jews engage in during this holiday. Some Jews recite what is called the Yushpitzim prayer. This is a petition that symbolizes the hospitality shown to seven welcome Old Testament figures known as exalted guests. These are Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Moses, Aaron, Joseph, and David. Collectively, these men are known as the seven shepherds. According to Jewish tradition, a different Ushpitzin enters into the Sukkoth, or booth, each night, followed by the other six. Each of these visitors has a unique lesson to teach the host family, a lesson that relates to the spiritual focus of that day when they make their visits. During each day of the Feast of Tabernacles, Jews will walk around in the synagogues carrying samples of the four species of fruits mentioned in the last session. They recite a verse from Psalm 118, quote, "Save now, I beseech thee, O Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, send now prosperity," unquote. By doing so, they reenact the ceremony performed by Jews in the original temple. On such occasions, worshippers presented their prayers around the altar in the temple, after having placed willow branches there. The second through the seventh days of the Feast of Tabernacles are collectively known as the Chol HaMoed, that is to say, festival weekdays. Jewish law regards this interval as more sacred than regular weekdays, but less sacred than actual festival days. Jews can lawfully do all necessary activities for the holidays on those days, necessary activities such as purchasing food. However, Jewish law also forbids them from performing any work that might interfere with relaxation and enjoyment of the holiday. Observant Jews typically treat Chol HaMoed as a vacation period. They consume fancier meals in their sukkah or tabernacle. They entertain guests, or they can visit other family. Some synagogues will offer events and meals during this time as a way of fostering community spirit and goodwill. In the morning synagogue services that fall on the Sabbath day, worshippers in Israel read from the book of Ecclesiastes, a section of the Old Testament that emphasized the transitory nature of life. As such, that reading echoes the theme of the holiday. Furthermore, the author's focus on old age and death, found in the final chapter of Ecclesiastes, that message reinforces the idea that adherence to God comprises the only worthwhile pursuit in his life. What relevance does the Feast of Tabernacles have for Christians? In connection with God's interactions with the Jewish people, Paul informed the Corinthian believers that, quote, "All these things happened unto them for ensamples, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world have come." We, as Christians, are likewise strangers and pilgrims on this earth. We have been informed that our conversation, that is to say, our citizenship, is in heaven. Thus, we are not to conform to this world, its customs, or its mores. We are instead heirs of God and joint heirs of Jesus Christ. And as such, we're citizens of heaven. The Feast of Tabernacles should remind every Christian that, in the final analysis, he is not a citizen of this world. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another lesson relating to Jewish customs.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.